all of all my days I will await. The moment that I see you face to face, nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that's won't run dry. All my days on earth I will await. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that should run dry. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Can we rise up on our feet and talk to God?
God to show his presence to you even this morning. Let me see your presence. Let me live in your presence. Let me abide in your presence. Oh God, let the presence of God come to me today. Let a power of God come to me today. Holy Spirit, I need your presence. I need to abide in your presence. Oh Lord, take over. Have your way today. Thank you, blessed Father. Launch me into the realm of the supernatural. Move me into the realm of the spirits, where things happen easily. Thank you, blessed God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Father, this morning we come to you, O Lord, with the word. I pray that the people will understand and they will flow and they will move in the realm of the Spirit to receive the powers and the miracles therein in Jesus' name. Amen. O Lord, I pray that which you want to do today, let it be done. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated. I'm talking this morning on living the supernatural life. The life in the supernatural. If you don't understand God, you will not be able to live with him. If you don't understand his operations, you will not be able to receive his blessings. God lives in the supernatural. And every man that wants to walk with him must understand the supernatural life. We were created in the supernatural. That is how God operates, and that is where his blessings flow. That's why for you to benefit from God's miraculous power, you must believe the supernatural. You must understand the supernatural. And you must flow in the realm of the supernatural. Because God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in the spirit. And when we talk about spirit, we are talking about supernatural. Things above the natural. Praise the Lord. It is that realm that's where God operates. That realm that is where God exists. That realm that is where God dominates. That realm that is where God takes control over the things of this earth. So, as a believer, you must be ready to operate in the supernatural. That's why everything about God is supernatural. Everything. If you want to walk with Him, you must be ready. You know, Jesus came and operated the supernatural life. The Bible is a supernatural book. Miracles happens in the realm of the supernatural. So if you don't understand God in the supernatural, you will be in the natural, while the things that you're supposed to get will be passing you by. Praise the Lord. You know, in John chapter 3, the Bible says, in verse 8, it said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. I believe you are born of the Spirit. The wind bloweth. When you see the operation of the wind, that will explain to you the supernatural life. The wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but you cannot tell. That's a man of the supernatural. You cannot tell where he's coming from. Whether can you tell where he's going? Holy Spirit, do a new thing in the lives of your people. That is the Christian life that we are called into. Jesus brought us into that life. And the people that walk with him, they understand this life. And they operated in this life. And they were supernatural people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Supernatural things are things you cannot easily explain. Things that you don't have natural explanation. That's what we call supernatural. And that's what I want to bring to you this morning. I pray you will understand. And I pray you will flow in Jesus' name. Things that you cannot physically explain. But truly they happen. That's what the wind is. The wind blows. You know that there is a wind, but your eye cannot see it. Your physical eye can't see the wind. You hear the sound thereof. You get to a place and say, so one big thing is being fallen by the wind. Who fall it? Where is the person? The wind. Anybody can see the wind with his eye? No. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the supernatural life. Things supernatural will happen in your life from today. That's the life of the supernatural. We must understand it. And walk in it. In Acts of the Apostle, in chapter 8, the Bible says, Philip operated the life of the supernatural. When you are not thinking about it, when you are not walking by it, when you are not living by it, you may not know how it works. That's why you need to think it. That's why you need to understand it. In Acts of the Apostle, in chapter 8, the Bible says, I read from verse 38, and they commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. And but Philip was found at Azotus and passed through and preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Now a man that was with you just now, they baptized, he took, they were physically together. And he told this man, said, this is water. What stopped me from being baptized? And he said, no problem. And they went both of them into the water. After baptizing him, all of a sudden, Philip disappeared. Supernatural. Philip could not be seen.
The next place was in Azotus. Philip appeared there. Receive the power of the supernatural. We are talking about supernatural manifestation. God will launch you into the realm of the spirit this morning. You will understand how to dominate the things in the physical. If you don't understand supernatural life, you will never live in dominion. It's not by mouth. Philip was a supernatural man. He preached to somebody. Before you know it, he has disappeared. And where is he? He has gone to another place. Those things happen in the Bible because Jesus was like that. And they saw him like that. And he taught them like that. He said, the wind blowing, where he listed, that cannot tell where he come or where he's going. So is every man that is born of the Spirit. Sometimes you will be, if you are too natural, you cannot operate in the spiritual. Praise God. Praise God. And the blessings of God are in the spiritual. The blessings of God are in the spirit. They are not in the natural. When you are too natural, you cannot operate. That's why you must think about supernatural things. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. The Bible says, I read from verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. What are the blessings? Spiritual. Praise the Lord. Supernatural is bringing spiritual things into the natural. Bringing supernatural things into the natural. That is what the supernatural is all about. You must understand it. That is where the miracle of God flows. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. You know, when you tell somebody you are healed, and the person is looking at the body, where is, has the healing taking place? Where is it? He will be waiting, looking physically. When the miracle has already taken place spiritually. Praise the Lord. This morning God will do something in your life. In the name of Jesus. Something supernatural has already taken place. And the person is in the physical. He said, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him the world, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. He has adopted us into the realm of the supernatural. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. That is why in verse 15, he said, wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto what he said, cease not to give time for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us all who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. God will lift you high this morning. Higher than your trouble. Higher than your problem. Higher than physical beings. In the name of Jesus. I will show you some few things in the Bible about the supernatural manifestation that will go into releasing the prayers. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 3, Elisha was a man who understands spiritual operations very well.
That's why when you read the manifestation of Elisha, in a few places he appeared, it was all miracles. And that will be your portion right now. Please key into this, what is happening right now. 2 Kings chapter 3. The Bible says, from verse 9, he said, give therefore thy servant an understanding. 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 3. I read from verse 9. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the host, for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord had called these three kings together to deliver them into the hands of the Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servant answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, with pour water on the hand of Elijah. Jehoshaphat was the man of the spirit. That's why as a believer, you must be spiritually inclined. There was a trouble, and the people were already in trouble. They were already face to face with challenge. Three kings has come to attack them. And the king of Israel was already saying, is that how God wants to deliver us into the hands of this Moab so that we will perish here? Jehoshaphat said, no, that's not true. Is there not a prophet of the Lord that will bring spiritual things down? Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Is there not a prophet of the Lord here who will cause something to happen in my life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And somebody said, don't worry, Elisha is here. The man that ministered to Elijah is in this place. Praise the Lord. And verse 12. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord had called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I will not look toward thee nor see thee. If not because I see this man who is spiritual, this man who understands spiritual matter, I will have allowed you to go and die. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to me, you will no more fall into the hand of your enemy. He said, if not that I saw Jehoshaphat, because this man, you don't understand the things of the spirit. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says in verse 15, and now he said, now bring me a mistress. And it came to pass, when the mistress played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water. And that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle, and your beast. And this is but a lighting in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Don't say the Lord, you will not see wind, neither will you see rain. Yes, the ditch shall be full of water. Hallelujah. How can you explain such a thing? Where did the water come from? What happened? That is what we call supernatural. Are you ready to go there? You will walk there this week. You will walk there this month. You will walk there today. In the name of Jesus. You shall not see rain, because Elisha was a supernatural man. He know how to bring things that cannot be explained to bear. Praise God. That was how it was. Do you know? It happened just like that. And ye shall smite every fair city and every choice city, and shall fell every great tree, and stop all wells of water, and man every good pieces of land with stone. That's how it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered. And behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. Miracles shall happen in your life. Just as Elijah have said, water came, no wind, no rain. Are you ready for that miracle? That is what is going to happen for today. You will be surprised of what is going to happen. Things are going to happen for you in a supernatural way. Go down to the 2nd Kings chapter 4. Let's look at supernatural happening. This same God is the God we are serving. This God that did it this way is still the same God. It's because we are living in the days where people are so natural. They don't think about the supernatural things again. That's why many people are not seeing miracles. In 2 Kings chapter 4, the Bible says in verse 1, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is there, and thy thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee now? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, the handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow the vessel abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessel, borrow not a few. Tell me, how can you use one small bottle of oil to fill plenty drums? Receive your miracle! Elisha was operating in the supernatural. Elisha cannot understand what is going on in the natural world. All Elisha saw is the supernatural world. He always sees things flowing in the realm of the spirit. That is how it shall be in your life from today. What shall I do with you now, woman? Okay, what do you have? It's only a bottle of oil. Okay, go and borrow vessel. Don't borrow few, plenty vessel. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? Something will hit you today. Miracle will hit you from today. In the name of Jesus. Don't borrow few. Borrow plenty. And the woman said, hey, okay. She also agreed. And he went and borrowed vessels. And they sat down there with his son. He said, bring vessels. And they were bringing basins. And that small bottle was filling them. And it was pouring in. They were filling them there. Until he told the son, bring more vessel. The oil will never finish. And the son said, the vessel has finished. Ah! That was when the oil stopped. After today, you will see wonders in your life. The oil would have continued to full. Even if he bring tanker, it would have full. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is what they call supernatural. We don't believe it by limitation. You get yourself limited when you stay in the natural realm. Praise the Lord. It is only in this natural realm that's where you have limitations. But in the realm of the spirit, there is no limitation. Hallelujah. And when he came to meet Elisha, I said to Elisha, this is what happened, this is what happened. As many vessels we could get, we will feed them, and this is all the thing that happened there. Okay, you have filled plenty of vessels, all right. Go and sell them and pay your debts and live with the rest. Shame and reproach shall die in your life. If she has not gone supernatural, she would have remained in that situation. The children would have been taking bondmen. They would have entered into trouble. That's how so many of us enter into trouble, because we are too natural. We are not ready to go into the supernatural realm. Elijah was a man of the supernatural. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Go down to 1 Kings chapter 6. Let's see. This same God, is he not our God? He's still there. He has not retired. Neither has he taken leave. God never go on retirement. Praise the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 6. The Bible says in verse 1. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elijah, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants, And he answered, okay, I will go. Because if we go alone, we may enter trouble. And in verse 4. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. And, but as one was felling a beam, the ass head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, my master, for it was borrowed. Eh? And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Where do you see iron swimming inside water? Have you seen it before? Iron! The iron that fell inside river. As Elisha put stick there. Where is the place? Put stick. Iron came up. Rise up on your feet. Oh Lord, my father! I want to enjoy supernatural. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I want to enjoy supernatural. Things will happen to me supernaturally. No more natural. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to see things happening supernatural. 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 Oh Lord. It is time for me to enjoy supernatural life. It is time for me to enjoy supernatural life. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 I want to enjoy supernatural life. Almighty Father. It is my season. It is my turn. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Sit down. Iron swim from the water. Who told you that it cannot be done? Why are you thinking that you will remain in that condition? You will see money that will shock you. No contract, no job, money will just come. Receive it in the name of Jesus! Supernatural. Put the wood there and the iron came up. That, you see, sometimes God is laughing at us because we don't know his power. You are just there suffering necessarily. You don't seem to understand the power of God. Things that you cannot explain naturally. That is what God specializes in doing. Sometimes we are waiting for the thing we can explain. That's the reason why miracles are not happening. Chapter, the same circle, look at from verse 8. The Bible says, he said, and the king of Israel war against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent unto the place which the man of God told him, and warned him off, and saved himself there, not once, not twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Israel was so troubled for this thing. And he called his servant and said unto them, will you not show me which of you is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, my king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel, tell the king of Israel what that does begin in that bedchamber. Can you imagine that? They set trap for you, he will not catch you. They set trap for you, they will not catch you. They set trap for you, they will not catch you. And the man who set the trap say, who is going to tell this my enemy, say, I set trap here? Who among you is doing it? The servant said, you don't understand. There is one man called Elisha. Even inside his bedroom, he will be seeing what you are doing. After today, God will open your eyes. He will be telling the king what happened. They say, deliver the king of Israel, not once, not twice. Don't go there, oh, the Syrians are there, they set trap there. Don't go there, oh, the Syrians are there, they set trap there. And that's how he was being delivered. The king of Syria was troubled. It's alright. Then, in verse 12, and one of his servants said, okay, verse 13, and he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Totan. Therefore, send he thither horses and chariots,
and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. You want to catch a supernatural man? Hey! Verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and come forth, behold, and host compassed the city, both with horses and chariot, and his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, he said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Elisha is not even moved. Elisha was living in the realm of the spirit. Hey! The servant didn't even know what Elisha was seeing. They have sent army now to go and capture him, and they came by night so that he will not escape. So that he will not even know. And they compassed the whole place about. And the man was inside the house. Early in the morning, the servant came out to see this host cover the whole city. You're like, that woman is sharing that testimony. No armed robber shall be able to attack you any longer. No thing shall be stolen from you anymore. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, as they surround the whole place, the servant came and said, I saw them. He quickly went and said, my master, we're in trouble. The enemy have come to surround us. Eh? How shall we escape from them? He said, forget about that. Is that what you are worrying yourself about? The army that are surrounding us are more than the army you are seeing there. Eh? The man said, what do you mean? He said, yes. Verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eye that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. A supernatural man. A man that dwell in the realm of the spirits. A man that cannot be hindered by physical things. He already saw those horses, those chariots round about him, even before the king of Syria came with the army. Praise the Lord. From today, no enemy shall capture you. No armed robber will see you. You will be disappearing anywhere the enemies are. In the mighty name of Jesus. That is supernatural life. This was what Elisha was doing constantly. He was like, it was his way of life. Will I have time to read another one? Chapter 7. The Bible says, in verse 1, then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. Then in law whose hand, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might these things be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eye, but shalt not eat thereof. The man was always in the realm of the spirits. Now, there was famine in Samaria. The famine was taught that the people were almost beginning to eat their children. They were eating human beings. And the king was worried. Elisha is here. Did you know that? You know, sometimes God will allow anything to happen. It's not because his power is not there. He allowed the family to be there because the people are rebellious. And eventually, the king said, what shall I do? Elisha is in this place and we are passing through this condition. Let me look for Elisha. And Elisha woke up and said, okay, it's time. Oh God, it's time to change the situation. And he said, tomorrow, just like they will tell you, like now, in the gates, in the markets, there is going to be gari that they have been selling for 5,500 now, shall be 10 naira. Will you believe it? 10 naira tomorrow morning, didn't even give distance. Tomorrow morning, and rice shall be 10 naira for a mudu. Eh? The man said, Oga. Even though God opened window in heaven, this thing they talk, it could happen. It's okay. Since you are not a supernatural man, since you are a physical, normal unbeliever that don't believe supernatural matter, you will see with your eye, you will not eat it. And that was all. The Bible says, God started to command things to happen because Elijah has spoken. After today, things will work in your favor. And the lepers that were in the gate of Samaria started to move into action. And they started to talk. Let's go. Shall we stay here? Will we not die here? How can we continue under this situation? We are tired of this condition. No, let's do something now. And that's how they started moving. They didn't know that God was using them to carry out what has been done. Anywhere food is, food will locate you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 16, the Bible says, and the people went out and spoiled the tent of Syria. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Who said it had come to pass when the Lord commanded it? No. God have already spoken. And the king appointed the law on whose son he lay to have the child of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate. And he died, as the man of God has said, who spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God has spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel and 1 measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow, about this time, at the gate of Samaria. And that law, And that Lord answered the man of God and said, now, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eye, but shall not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him. For the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. Praise the Lord. Things are going to happen in your life from today. Don't doubt what God is about to do. No. Don't doubt it. When you see the life of Jesus, you know, when the power was being led, already Luke chapter 7, and that woman whose son was dead, and they were bringing, the life of Jesus was the life of the supernatural. When you see anything that is troubling somebody's life, Jesus will bring it back to life. That was what he was doing. That's why whatsoever trouble you today shall be brought back to life. In the name of Jesus. Life came back. The Jesus saw that man and that woman weeping, troubled, and he said, what is happening? I said, the son just died. And we are going to bury. Bury? No, stop. And the people were looking at him. What are you trying to do? We want to stop our business? No. He said, oh, touch, you child, come back. Touch the beer. Bring the beer down, touch it. And the child came back to life. That was supernatural life. In the realm of the spirit, that man, guy was still alive. Hello? It's just to bring him from spirit down to the physical. That is what they call supernatural. You will open your eye to supernatural life from today. Amen. Don't be looking at things. Cannot be done. No. Hey, this thing is closed. Oh, this thing has stopped. Oh, nothing closed. Praise the Lord. In the spiritual realm is still there. So listen to me. Things that cannot be explained is what will be happening in your life today. Are you believing what I'm saying? How can you explain? One day I was driving from the town. I came. Rain was falling. Before I could get to Giri Bridge, the rain was falling, and eventually, I saw one big thing on the road. It's like something they tied from the bush, breeze brought it down to the main road. Before I could hold my brake, I've already entered. I enter, and the thing entered under the motor, and as I hold brake, that's how the motor turned. Fia! Back! And as God could have it, no vehicle was coming at that time. And rain was falling. I stopped the motor. I came down. What is that? I saw some of these like ropes of yam that were tied inside bush. Be heavy like this. Came onto the main road. I dragged the thing out. Dragged them out, that vehicle. I dragged them out. And I still started the motor and moved as that I went. Supernatural. Things that are mysterious. We were traveling to KB, and all of a sudden, vehicle enter into a big pothole, and enter pothole, and the vehicle tumble. I went as some assaulted and enter inside the bush, and the vehicle came back on its 2 legs on the ground again. Boy, I said that accident is one thing I cannot explain in my life. My clothes tear. It's even the singlet I have wore inside tear. And yet, there was no injury. We came out unhurt. That is supernatural. It is not ordinary. That is the God we are serving. After today, naturality can no longer handle you. Supernatural. It is time to move into the realm of the spirit. Stop operating in the physical realm. Stop living the physical realm. Open your eye to what goes on in the realm of the spirit. People gather at that scene to carry dead body. Lo and behold, nobody was dead. No even injury. Praise the Lord. That vehicle was condemned now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the human beings inside came out. Hallelujah. 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 God will show you his power in the name of Jesus. God is a powerful God. God is powerful because he lives in the realm of the supernatural. Rise up on your feet. Before we pray, let me tell you a few things as you are standing. Stand up. We are going to pray. Number one is that you must be conscious for these things to happen. You must be conscious of who you are. That I am a spirit being. I'm not just an ordinary man. Hello? I am a spirit being. I'm not just an ordinary man. That's one of the things you must know. Because if you don't know it like that, what happened to ordinary people will be happening to you. You must know that you are a spirit being. The Bible said the wind bloweth where it listeth and where it's coming from. No man can tell. No devil can tell what is going to be happening in your life from today. Nobody can be able to explain. Miracles will be happening. Number two, you must always pray for God to open your spiritual eyes. Life in the spirit is more real than life in the physical. Oh Lord, open my spiritual eye. Oh Lord, open my spiritual eye. So that you will see what is happening out there. Number three, you must be ready to take steps of faith. Go for things that it will take only God for it to be done. When you are only going for things that can be done ordinarily, you cannot walk in the supernatural. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Take steps of faith. Challenge yourself. Challenge your faith. Amen. You must challenge yourself. Then number four, you must be ready to do sacrifices. Sacrifice is one thing that opens the door of the super. It's like a switch. Bam. When it is done, then, you see in that 2 Kings chapter 3, the king of Moab, when he discovered that they were being defeated terribly and there was no hope, he went and sacrificed his son. You know, I've taught you that in the realm of the spirit, sacrifice is worrying. Hello? He went and sacrificed the son that was supposed to sit on the throne. He sacrificed him. And when he sacrificed him, the Bible said there was a great indignation in the realm of the spirit. Fiam, tis tongue. And Israel went home on their way. They could not fight again. Praise the Lord. Sacrifice. When you don't know how to do sacrifice, you cannot operate in the supernatural. Hello? And that's why people who always wait for little thing, do little thing, they don't easily get a testimony. No. No. You must go into the realm of the spirit. You must be ready to operate spiritual life. For you to see God moving in your life. Do things that ordinarily you couldn't have done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And finally, you must rest on the strength of God. Rest on his grace, not your own strength. I don't have time to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1 to 10. But suppose say, God said to him, he said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Say, my grace is sufficient for you. For when you are weak, then you are strong. Rely on the grace of God. You cannot get things done by your own ability. Let me be doing this one. Make I do a job. Every a job. If I know that's only a job you will do. How many a job will you do to make you prosper? And you cannot be bold enough to sow a seed that will shed the realm of the spirit. To cause favor to flow in your life. Oh Lord, it is time for supernatural miracles. Lift up your hand and begin to pray. I need supernatural manifestation in my life. I need miracles in the realm of the supernatural. I need miracles in the realm of the supernatural. God, you must cause things to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare open heaven for me. I declare open heaven in my life. I declare open heaven in my life. I command favor to flow. I command miracles to flow. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, move, move, move. Move, 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 move. Aha! Let it come to pass. 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 Let it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Supernatural. Oh God, I want to live in the realm of the supernatural. I want to dwell in the realm of the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to dwell in the realm of the supernatural. Miracles in my life. Surprises in my life. Visitations in my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh God of supernatural wonder. Perform your wonders in my life. Let your wonders be performed in my life. Let your wonders be performed in my life. Let your wonders be performed in my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open my spiritual eye. Open my spiritual eye. Open my spiritual eye. Open my spiritual eye. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Yes. Oh Lord, let it come to pass. 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 Aha! Thank you, blessed Father. Holy Ghost, it is time for utterance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Connect yourself into the realm of the Spirit as we sing. Oh my Redeemer, Redeemer, Liver, Redeemer. Oh my Redeemer, oh my Redeemer. Oh my Redeemer, I say oh my Redeemer. Oh my Redeemer, oh. Oh, my ready, my Jehovah, I say you are worthy, Lord. Oh, my ready, 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 my oh my Redeemer, I say you are worthy, Lord. Oh my Redeemer.
Ready, my.
in your womb. Stone. Every time the stomach will be troubling you, there are stones that have been put in there. Right in the course of this prayer, the stones will be discharged. They are being removed right now. You will shit them out in the name of Jesus. Thou spirit of the living God, every door that will be closed against any man, any woman here, I command it to be open right now. Let it be open right now. Let it be, thank you, blessed Father. There is an anointing flowing around you. Receive this miracle. Receive this miracle. There shall be no way. There will be no rain. Yet you will prosper. Yet you will increase. Yet you will excel. Receive in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever they say you cannot do, you will do it. The level they say you will not get to, you are getting there right now. The people that are watching to see you down, they will see you up. 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 In the name of Jesus. Somebody, you are here, you are not working, but there's something you want to do. God says, I should tell you, you should go ahead. You will do it right now. You don't even need to walk before it can be done. Receive the miracle of God. Receive the supernatural miracle of God. Receive the supernatural miracle of God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, blessed Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There is a miracle walking around your body. Walking around your body. Walking around your body. You are going to be surprised by the favor that will flow in your life right now. You want to get a car? Go ahead. You are buying that car. Receive it. I say receive it. I say receive it. I say receive it. Receive it now. Don't bother yourself. Forget calculation. You are going to get it now. You are going to get it now. You are going to get it now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, In the realm of the spirit, that is where there is enlargement. For you to enlarge, you must go into the realm of the spirit. God has favored you today. 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 Thank you, Father. Limitations are broken in your life. Hindrances are broken in your life. Obstacles are broken in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will launch you forward and showcase you. I ask God to use somebody here to showcase the person, to prove the power of his name. And I know you are that man. I know you are that woman. I know you are that person. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. You will go out this week with joy, or you will return with singing. Your life shall be blessed. In Jesus' name, I declare.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on the throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty.